Hi friends, good to be back with you all. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to cover your marketing research related topic. This is a very interesting subject, though it is like not much used as we feel in a day-to-day life. Most of you may have that feeling, but believe me, at the end of it you will come to know that marketing without marketing research is not possible. So let's start our journey. We have a long way to go, about 16 chapters to cover, and I will try and spend maximum time in making you understand things. Don't try to read me vis-a-vis what is there on the PPT. My essential focus will be to make you understand, grasp things in short possible manner. So you may at times find me going little at a speed, but all this in the context that this particular presentation is meant to give you the gist of it in a shortest and easily possible manner in limited time, so that once you grasp things and then when you refer things, you get a better understanding. So let's begin. As we begin, we always want to know what is marketing research. So these are some of the objectives that I will want to cover. Essentially, understand what is MR, then understand the significance of it, and then entire perspective of marketing research we will understand. So let's begin with the first part, which is introduction. So what is it that one need to really know about? So about marketing research, there's always a challenge. There is a need that marketeers have. Marketeers, when they are on the threshold of a new product launch, replacing the existing product, developing alternative products, etc., they need a lot of information which pertains to the market and consumers within that market. And when in such scenario, what can help them? That's a big question which comes in. There are various ways in which marketing gets the desired help, marketing people get desired help. One such aspect is the marketing research. We are going to cover this particular subject a little more in detail. So, as this statement goes, this statement makes you believe that this is a statement which says the particular facts matter. I have given one example, which is the same thing about the Indian economy. We talk good about Indian economy growing, but if we talk in terms of a specific numbers, it will matter. Like our Prime Minister is now giving us a direction. He is not talking about that in my tenure, next 5 years, I am going to achieve phenomenal growth. He says ke bhai Indian economy to be 5 trillion economy. So that's the way that statement makes you understand the perspective of the thing, and that's what matters even in marketing research. That's what matter for the marketing people. Same, this thing is the second very simplified definition, but that simplified definition brings us to the four components. For any manager, when he wants to take a specific decision, what he needs is this, data drives him towards an information when concluded gives him certain conclusions. Based on the conclusions, you can take the decisions. So data-based, inferences led decisions are more powerful. They may give you better success. So with that, we get into understanding the marketing research. So essentially, marketing people get their desired information from these three primary sources. One need to understand these are the sources from which marketing people obtain their desired information. Internal company information, marketing intelligence, and market research. We will see them as we move forward. When I say internal company information, there are many ways that a marketing people get their internal information. It is their own RFQs, their invoices that they have raised, the quotation that they have given, the order that they have lost, etc. Digital touch points. Nowadays, that is also very important internal information. When you are on a digital platform and customers, when they visit your digital platform, a lot of digital touch point based information is available. So this is internal sources of information. Then comes the marketing intelligence. Marketing intelligence is nothing but getting the desired information which is not available internally through all other external sources, formal or informal. So when I say that, it is like you can do it through your salespeople. They talk to the distributors of other brand. They talk to the salespeople of the other brand. There are many informal ways also that it can happen. The trader giving you information. the trader giving you competitive trading practices information. So these are all what you call marketing intelligence. It is like your ear on the ground, and as they say, it helps you to get right from various four P's of market related information, vis-a-vis environmental information, vis-a-vis upcoming threats, etc. So that's the significance of marketing intelligence. And then comes marketing research. Now, having understood information internally available and marketing intelligence, is there anything that is still left out? Yes, friends. You have one area, which is your consumer, left out. Your consumer is your primary source of your business. They think in particular manner, their behavior, psychographic, psychological aspects, etc., their perception about your product, brand. There are certain things which is within them, which is a aspect that one need to really understand. Not only that, this being very behavioral and psychographic, there are certain things which is obvious in terms of numeric examples, like so customer switching on to the new brands, so customer switching off to a new flavor, etc. All this, do you think can really translate into any information to you? Yes, this is where marketing research comes into practice, using various techniques like correlation, regression, or various other techniques. Marketing research people, when they collect data of this nature, can translate and give you much better insights. So something which is left out, or something which you cannot get out of your internal information and your marketing intelligence, is the information source which marketing research can provide you. Research can provide you information where you want to know what is going to happen, why it is going to happen, so what is a forward path for me, etc. Those kind of detailing kind of information will come to you doing marketing research. Having spent sufficient time on making you understand what is marketing research, so these are the four points, which is what I want to take you forward. Systematic design, data is collected, thereafter data is analyzed, and then you report the findings. So this is what is the overall design steps of marketing research, which is starting with the design of the way you go and execute the marketing research program, data collect, systematic analysis, and then your presentation. The day in the life of the marketing manager. So marketing manager is facing lot of questions. He has every day, his day begins with what next. What has happened to my something that I have already done? What should I do? My sale is not growing. What should I do if my prices are found to be very high? What should I do if customers do not find value in my offering? Is my value in offering working, or my advertisement has worked and impacted the consumers for the call of action? All those things are the question that marketing manager always faces, for which he therefore relies on certain decision making approach, as we say. So decisions are strategic in nature or tactical in nature, wherein he needs to understand his customer and he needs to understand how to satisfy his consumers. This diagram primarily gives you an idea the difference between sales and marketing organization. Marketing organization, as you can see, is primarily consumer driven. Everything to do with the need, the product development, testing, launch, etc., post-launch feedbacks, etc. So that's the very marketing centric organization will understand the value of marketing research. Now we see that in overall this thing, where does marketing research fit in? So if this is a marketing information system, which is linking the marketing manager with the external environment, there are four quadrants that represents marketing information system. One is the internal record we have understood, comes with the marketing intelligence, that also we have seen. Then comes the marketing research, we have briefly understood what it is. But last and not the least is the management development support system. In this overall book and otherwise, it is referred to as DSS, decision support system. So we'll use that. So these four things make marketing information system. We will understand each one of them as we move forward. The last part, development, decision support system, will come in the end, somewhere in 14th chapter, wherein we will understand the culmination of all this. How does it translate into your developing a able decision making support system? So let's come to marketing decision making dimensions. The dimensions of decision makings are various controllable variables, uncontrollable variables, and your consumers. Controllable variables are something which is within your hand. the product pricing, promotion, where to do, how to do, what, when to do, etc. is all under your distribution, whether what kind of distribution channel you want. I'll go to the uncontrollable, which is outside your purview, environment, economy, technology. You can't really predict political environment, etc. While on the other end, very important aspect is the consumer. Consumer mind space, yani, what is your brand, your equity in the mind of your consumers to, like, you know, peer influences, why he behaves in a particular manner, how he decides about what to buy, when to buy, etc. So those are the aspects that every marketing manager wants to know about his consumers. It's essential for him to take that effective decision. Effective decision is a result of how intelligently he gathers the marketing intelligence vis-a-vis how he matches his marketing research to derive finally a very effective marketing decision, which is going to give him the required success rate. So let's move on. Very interesting subject called Decide model. It's a model which is helping a management or a marketing manager to take the appropriate decision. This itself stands for something. This is an acronym, and therefore the acronym collectively represents aspects like define the marketing plan. So you have to define the marketing problems. You have to enumerate the controllable and uncontrollable decision making factors. We have earlier seen this. Collective relevant information. So you collect what is really required by you, so that you make the appropriate decision. Develop and implement the marketing plan. So this is all to do with the implementation of the marketing plan. And finally, evaluate the decision and the decision process. You have executed certain things. Does it really give you the result? Yes, no. For both of them, you have to continuously keep evolving, deciding better way of doing things, so that overall your decide model functions appropriately. So having understood briefly the entire perspective of marketing research, let's visit some of the definitions. But friends, the emphasis is not much on it, more to do with what is coming ahead. So I'll be a little quick. This is one of the very popular definition that one must know. It is from the American Marketing Associations, and it essentially summarizes what marketing research means. Public through the information used to identify and define the opportunities and the problems, generate, refine, evaluate marketing action, and monitor your marketing performance and improve understanding of the marketing as a process. So that's how they put in what is marketing research. There is another definition, is the gathering, recording. So these are the parts, understanding of the previous definition, friends. Essentially, it is self-explanatory. It tells you that from a problem state, you move to a decision-making state and achieve the desired success. So that's what essentially sum up of this particular definition. There's a good definition by Mr. Philip Kotler, the doyen, the legend of marketing management. It's a systematic problem analysis, the model building, and fact finding for improved decision making and control in marketing of goods and services. Systematic problem analysis. So very systematic analysis of the problem. Build the model to solve your problem. You have to have certain ways of building your problem and articulating your problem so that you are able to solve them piece by piece. And fact finding for the improved decisions. So to do this, you require various facts in your hand. Certain facts cannot be derived through your internal records as well as your marketing intelligence, for which the marketing research is used. And that's what this definition is all about. I move on to the marketing research that includes, these are some of the areas where marketing research is mostly practiced, and I don't think I need to really explain them one by one. Also, this is not really required at this stage of this particular subject. So let's move on to understanding utility. As you can see, do you wonder whether marketing research is only for the marketing people? Market research is have a utility in all the areas. There are many more areas which I have not covered. So market research can help you in many areas. So that's the outer ambit of research. So you have a market research under which one aspect is the marketing research. We are going to be studying what is marketing research. Of course, wherever techniques and tools are needed, it's the same marketing research tools and techniques which are going to be covered. So nature and scope, let's move on to understand what is that MR in simple terms, as it says. So what is the nature of marketing research? It says, like, it's a science and art both. it also tells you that understanding the cause and effect, very important aspect, all throughout 16 sessions, I think probably you will come across this as a very relevant point. There is a cause that leads to certain effect. Internal information cannot reveal you why that is happening. Marketing intelligence probably cannot again tell you why that is happening. So market research helps you to know what factor determines or what factor causes the change, which is either acceptable or not acceptable to you. And once you understand that, then you decide, can I do something about it? So that's what is cause and effect. It's a derivative of statistical science, but uses other streams of science such as behavioral, psychological, social, etc. So it's a derivative of a statistics. Yeah, mostly the statistics is used overall, but it tries to derive various aspects using statistical science, what is mentioned in psychological aspect science or behavioral science, etc. But only thing they have done is they have done a way to collect those data, model it into a statistical technique so that certain possible inferences can be drawn. This possible information is nothing but an insight, and insight helps you to take the decision. Output in simple terms and provides objective-led information analysis. So when you do marketing research, what happens? You get a very objective-led information analysis, and you defined an objective, you stated your problem, so you get a solution towards that. Provides accurate information that reflects the state of affairs. It puts you at the right stand, and it gives you the right perspective, followed by objective nature and scientific base, offers unbiased views. So you get very unbiased views about the reality, the problem that you have defined, what is the reality of that, you get unbiased opinion. It either identifies marketing problem or solves your marketing problem. If you get an answer to your problem, it is solving your this thing. If you get an indication that here is a problem, but that's what your identification of the problem, you have a, say like a question, okay, why my sale is not growing? So what you determine is the problem that you have identified. Okay, now after doing a research, you find out that people find our services very poor. So there's the identification of the problem. You have the solution of the marketing problem. What will I do that will increase my sale? And if you go back to consumer and if they tell you, ek khali telecall hona chahiye, you should give us 24/7 service. And the moment you start giving that, that means it is solved your problem. You introduce the 24/7, so customer started feeling happy. They started buying more from you. So it's a overall, that's a utility and nature and this thing that we have understood what this marketing research is all about. Now, categories of marketing research. Now, here onwards, you have to be very, very careful. Every time when we talk about category, the type, techniques, one need to really go back to this. There are many categorization that I'm going to introduce you. There are many types under various heads. So, let's study one by one. One is a target market and method of research. So, for whom are you doing? So, first categorization based on target markets, and second is the method of research, how the research is done. Now, each one of them are further classified. Target markets are classified as consumer target and business to business target, while the method of research is quantitative methods, hardcore data oriented, qualitative marketing research. So, where there is a lot of understanding needed for the behavior, for the physiological aspects, for the psychological understanding, etc. That's what we call a qualitative marketing research. So these are categorization, target market, method of research, each have two subsets of a categorization. Under target market, consumer research, what is it that we understand? You want to understand your consumer's preference, attitudes, behaviors, when, where, why they buy, what product they buy, etc. Effect and other matters of success. You did a campaign, you introduce an offer, you create a free trial, you gave what some discounts, festival offers, etc. Is it working? That is what you want to know. So all this comes under the consumer marketing research. You have a business to business marketing research. The bearing manufacturer supplies the bearing and the hubs to the car manufacturer. That's a business to business relationship. Armature manufacturers supply the armature to the motor manufacturers. Steering makers supply steerings to the car manufacturer. These are all business to business dealings, and there also you need to really have a market research focus there. It says, like, you know, the raw material of someone is the end product of others. The business to business relationship is on a very rational footing. at the same time, it doesn't say that means that you can afford to ignore your consumer and their belief in you, their perception about you, etc. Therefore, the research is very much required even there. And it establishes a need that even in B2B, it is needed. Method of research, as we have said, quantitative and qualitative research. The first one is a qualitative research that we are trying to cover. Qualitative, as the term suggests, it is like research on non-qualifiable aspects. Psychological, behavioral, what is inside me? Why am I behaving like this? Why I am choosing subclass product? Why I am not brand conscious? Or the other way, why I always go for luxury? Why I am a spendthrift? Why I am a shopaholic? You know, this and similar such aspects marketers want to know. So that's where they come and do this qualitative kind of a research. This they want to know about everything, the product, the communication, the offer. For every aspects of marketing, they want to have the qualitative understanding about its consumers. Then comes the quantitative matters for which the marketing research is practiced. The research for problem which can be represented in a quantifiable manner. You are able to at the end quantify certain aspects about your consumers. When you do a concept testing or product testing, you will come to know what percentage of people liked your new product. Or when you do your demand forecasting, from the information that you gathered, you are able to know that so many percentage people are going to buy this product when it is introduced first time. Now you correlate it to the population, you are able to arrive at a demand, right, of pricing impact. If I rise my price by 10%, will my sale fall by what percent? Or if I drop my price by 10%, will my sale rise by how many percent? All this is a quantitative matter that you are trying to study using marketing research. So friends, then comes a third loose categorization, as I said. So target market, the way you do a market research. Then the third comes is the reason for the research. Why do you have to do the research? To identify the marketing problems. Why sales growth is stagnating? These are some of the aspects that I have given you. Where you do the reason-oriented marketing research. You want to find a reason why this is happening. So that's a reason-oriented marketing research. Behavioral traits, or it also connects, you know, involve more women buy or, you know, product more. Why, how can I influence more women buy, or what is it that is there? What can be done to influence? So this is all the reasoning based. You are trying to understand the reason to make things work. That's what is a reason based marketing research. Nature of, we are still overall under the umbrella of understanding nature about marketing research and few aspects of it. So such other things are under that is to, you know, you should know the service providers. There are various types of service providers. Customized research, and you need to know that, you know, this is a type of services available. Customized is like, I have my problem which is unique to me and I want to understand this solution only for myself, which is a customized, standardized. There are certain standard nature of information you need at a periodic information, and that doesn't matter whether it is coming to you, it is available in open, etc., whatever you say. It's a collective research, as they say, or a standardized research. Branded research, you probably create a certain property, you brand that, and then you do this. So as you see, JD Power customer satisfaction research, it has become a branded research. And if your company doesn't do and doesn't feature in that, it is like considered as probably you think that you are not good. That's how the customer perceive you to be. And that's the reason why most automobile manufacturers wants to be in that kind of a research. So they subscribe to it, they get themselves evaluated, etc. Limited service support. You get a various outsourcing support available for the marketing research agencies also, which is like analytics, data entry, field force arrangements, etc. So that's what another aspect of marketing research. There are certain outsourcing possible within marketing research. So let's understand the significance of marketing research.